horrible thing tonight. And with this comes up with that made complete, Alan, that we're going to look at. Not tonight, we won't get to it. That's what spiritual love, every effort, we have set it as whatever it takes. Nothing will make greater demands on your life than to love as Christ loved. We'll see this starting next week in our study of spiritual love on Tuesday evening. Nothing will make greater demands than spiritual love. And spiritual love, getting back to this effort, spiritual love may mean I have to get down on the floor and wash somebody's feet. Spiritual love may mean I have to die on a cross. Spiritual love may mean, so whatever, what the love of Christ does, love one another as I have loved you. This is a love that says what needs to be done to restore or reconcile you with God, I will do it. Will you humble yourself and wash feet? Will you humble yourself and die on a shameful cross? That's what love will do if that's what it takes. Whatever it takes. Getting just in this whole thing of wives submitting yourself to the husband. Boy, the husband, you know, I'm the big side. I'm the boss. I'm this and that. What if the Holy Spirit, in pouring in this love and spiritual love, says, you've got to take the submissive role? Are you able to do that? Will you do that? If that's what love says it's going to take to win that woman with everything each other does, it could be supported, but it would